Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wine, Weed, and Weave. I'm so excited to be back. I'm Ayana, aka the Marijuana Ayana. And if you didn't know, this program is all about amplifying the voices and work of Black and Brown women in the cannabis industry. You guys know I'm in the cannabis industry. Everybody that I have on this show is in the cannabis industry or is some part of it or doing something really cool, including cannabis and specifically Black and Brown women. Just highlighting us is so important to me. Disclaimer, like always, I have to do it every time. You guys know everyone on this show is over 21. We all live in a legal state. We're legally allowed to consume cannabis and or alcohol. So that's that on that. And it's kind of sad and bittersweet, but this is going to be the end of season one. But don't fret. Episodes will be back in August. So I started in August, so I'll come back in August. And then I'm going to take a month break, and then this will be the last episode until then. So I'll still be working on content and like planning episodes for season two, so you guys should stay tuned. But just know this will be the last episode of this season. So please don't hate me if you don't hear me for a while. I've got to go take a break. So I'm super excited for today's episode because it's going to be really, really, really casual. Like all of our episodes seem to be really casual and laid back. This is going to be super casual and just really like a recap of this season and just like a recap of this year so far. My goodness. And I really want to talk to someone that I consider a friend. She's a cannabis content creator. She's a blogger. She's a fellow podcaster. She's also in the industry in Washington. We've developed this really fun relationship through Instagram. And I have her on here today because she's like the most supportive person I've met in the Washington cannabis industry. And we haven't even physically met. And that just shows you like the power of the internet. But welcome Day, aka you most likely know her as the Bud That Wines.
Hi. You're so sweet. Don't blow my head up. Like
I do that all the time because literally everyone I have on here is so nice and supportive and like doing really cool work.
Literally everyone that you've had this entire season has been so incredible. Hearing their stories and their journeys through the cannabis industry has honestly inspired me.
Oh, that's my goal. Yes, that was my goal. Just like having people in this space that like are supporting you and are like rooting you on. Like we all really support each other. Like yeah. I'm always sharing companies, you're always sharing companies, like sharing pages and just reaching out. And like that just shows you the power of the internet, of course, but like not only that, but the power of like the Black women in cannabis community. Cause seriously. Once you're kind of like in it, you're in it.
Seriously. Oh my gosh. It's incredible. Cause I started my cannabis blog and I think I don't want to lie. I want to say September of 2019. Mm-hmm. And I started it because I didn't see too many Black hands holding cannabis. If we're being mm-hmm. honest, I wanted to see more Black faces, more people smoking. I'm saying that kind of hypocritically because when I first started, I did not show my face. I was terrified to show my face.
Me too. No, me too. I literally just showed my hands. I would just show my hands.
My non-manicured
hands. I didn't even know that was like a fear, but continue.
Oh no, don't even worry. But yeah, once the day that I made my page, I don't know how, but I just had the curiosity to search the tag Black in cannabis. And I found so many Black people in cannabis, then that allowed me to search through more hashtags. And then I was like, okay, here's my baseline. Here's how I'm going to start. And let me just hype these women up because they're hyping the hell up out of me and I haven't even made any content. I'm just scrolling through their pages.
I don't even know how I connected with you. I think just from like moving to Washington and I consciously got on Instagram to connect with people in Washington because I knew I was moving here mm-hmm. and I knew I wanted to connect people in the industry. I don't even know how or when we found each other, but from like day one, you've just been super supportive and we've crossed paths so many times. Like we've almost seen each other because you used to come to my old job all the time.
Yo, literally. I was like, always up in American Mary.
Like, oh, dang, I just missed her.
Oh my gosh, that was so hurtful. I know, because I remember I texted you one day and I was like, hey, I just left American Mary. Then you were like, I think you said you were about to start. Then I was like,
oh no, I think I was at the other location. I was like, I'm not at that one today.
That's
we've always just crossed paths, but like I said, I really consider you a friend and like I do just been so supportive and I can't wait till Corona's over so I can smoke blunts with the homies again. It's going to be so fun.
Exactly, because I really want to start doing events in Seattle. Like, that's one thing that
that'd
I've
be
been thinking
amazing.
of. Black
Listen,
women
we're gonna
brunches,
talk
blended
later.
up brunches.
We're gonna
Yes,
talk. We're gonna
we're going
talk.
to
I
talk.
love that idea. Speaking of blunts, what are you smoking on today?
Okay, so today I have a mix of THC and hemp. So we have
Okay.
wedding punch, I believe. And then my CBD is Honolulu Haze from Golden
Ooh,
Flowers.
I love a CBD THC mix. Listen, those
Yes.
are my favorite. What are you smoking from? Are you doing like a joint or a bong or a blunt?
I gave myself some options. So I have a
Okay.
tiny little pipe and then I have a tiny rig bong.
Okay, I like it. I like it.
What about you?
I'm smoking a kind of like a salad. Like I had like some leftover weed and then I had some
Okay.
other weed. So
That's
I
how we
just
do
mixed it
it.
together. Yeah, when you're like starting to run low on weed, so you just like mix what you have.
Oh, yes.
I have Mother Tongue, which is like a sativa hybrid, and then I have Bear OG, which is an indica hybrid. And my
Ooh.
nice little pink bong, and then I'm also sipping. I know, guys, I never sip, but it's been a week, it's been a month, it's been a year.
Been forever.
So I'm having like a strawberry raspberry prosecco that I found at Trader Joe's. It's super delicious.
That honestly sounds really good. See, I
Yeah,
was
Trader
just at
Joe's
Target.
prosecco is like $6 too. I was like, yes, give me this.
Ooh, on the nice low end, I like that. But I was
Yeah.
just at Target and I should have picked up something, but I didn't. And I got home and said, damn, I don't have any wine.
Oh, it's
So
okay.
I made some tea and I put some THC honey and some THC coconut
Ooh.
oil in it.
That
So
sounds super tasty. You're always infusing things. I always like looking at the stuff you're infusing. I'm like, ooh, that
try
looks
to have a
good.
little fun.
That's so fun. So, like I said, we're gonna just do like a recap, casual sip and sesh recap of season one, and just really talk about kind of some of the points that happened, some of the things that I got to talk about with all the guests and like different guests we had on. And it's been so interesting seeing the feedback of what people think about the show and what they thought about like each episode. I wasn't expecting the feedback that I got, and I really just started this as kind of a fun project,
Really? You
but it's
do an
gotten.
amazing, amazing job with your
Thank
podcast.
you. I was gonna ask for your honest criticism, friend. Now I can take constructive criticism. So what did you think of season one?
Honestly thought it was incredible. You touched so many points. Let's see, you had the motherhood episode with Tyler. And can I say, thank you for getting Tyler.
Oh,
She's
Tyler's
incredible.
dope. Shout out to Tyler Therapy.
And then let's see. You also did the creativity episode and science, and then you talked about consciously consuming and then etiquette. I thought that episode was super funny.
That was one of my favorites.
It was great.
I definitely have some favorites as well. So, like I said, I'm gonna just quickly run down like each episode topic, and then we can kind of like just give our overall thoughts about them. Not each one, but like some of the ones that stood out to me. Like the first episode is still the most listened to. Like it has the highest. That was the cannabis and mental health episode with Christina. Did you listen to that one? That was incredible because so many people I don't think realize that you can use cannabis for mental health. And the comment that I got from a lot of people on that one was like, you know, thank you. I don't feel like I'm alone or I'm like using cannabis wrong, because I think for a lot of people, when you start using weed and it makes you feel good, you feel kind of guilty about that.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling. And Rosebuds gave us some like really good tips as well. And like you said, she was on the cannabis etiquette episode. That was a really funny one because we were just talking
I
shit.
know, right? Y'all were like, ash the blunt before you pass it,
Yeah, I always like having Christina on because she'll keep it real. But the cannabis and mental health episode has like the highest listens out of all of them. And I don't, not that I don't understand why, but I'm just very intrigued that that's the one that got the most attention because I think it makes you realize everyone is smoking weed for something. And it's
know?
not just to like get high, it's helping people feel better. And now everyone feels
Exactly.
like I'm not alone. I love being able to do that. And then you talked about Tyler, what did you think of Tyler? Like, was that your first time hearing her?
Okay, so I honestly don't think I told you this. I found your podcast before I found you, and then once I linked the two together, I was already following you on Instagram. So,
Got you. Lots of people said they didn't know who Tyler was until I had her on the show. I was like, what? She's
She is super dope. And I think your episode was my introduction to her because I did listen to it like at the end of 2019. And yeah, Tyler is super dope. And her conversation about motherhood and smoking cannabis is super authentic because so many mothers actually have those questions. So I think that episode provided a lot of value.
I was starting with Tyler, and then I didn't hear anything you said after
Oh
that.
no, don't worry. I said I thought that I think that the cannabis and motherhood episode with Tyler provides so much value to mothers who are smoking cannabis or want to consume because there's honestly not a lot of people openly on the internet talking about it. And it seems like if they are, then it might be hard for other people to feel comfortable, or I don't know what I'm trying to say, but the community sometimes just
Yeah,
aren't
I
the
understand. No, I get you. 'Cause I think I mean, especially for like black moms, the only black moms in cannabis that I've seen are Tyler and Chantria, Blunt Blowin' Mama. They're the only black mo I've seen like the canna moms, but they're the only two like black canna moms that I've seen who are actively
Actively.
like, yeah, like online and talking to other moms. And I had Chantria on as well. We didn't talk about motherhood, we talked about relationships, and
I
her
love it.
insights on that was really cool too.
Yes.
Did you have a favorite episode of this season? I want to get into your favorite episode.
Ooh, let's get into it. So, if we're being honest, it's been the most recent one that I listened to was your most recent one, the Cannabis and
Cannabis
Science.
and
So,
Science with
that's the one that I have the most memory on. But I also love the one with Shades of Sid. I thought the
yeah, those two were
care
great.
was important.
Yeah, especially right now, of course, as we all
Oh,
know, because
yes.
Earth is ghetto. But Cannabis and Science was great because that's not information like she broke down everything so amazingly, the way she broke
Oh
down like how what did I was trying to explain something and I couldn't. Oh, endocannabinoids, like
yes, the
she
endocannabinoid
broke
system.
her key example,
Yes.
like you I was like, oh my God.
That helped it make so much sense. And then wasn't she also the one who said that originally scientists believed that runner's high was acquainted to like dopamine and things, but it's
Yeah, it's
actually your endocannabinoid
actually, yeah,
system.
you're getting high while you're running,
Yo.
you guys. If you didn't know,
Yo.
everyone gets high.
That blew my mind because I always had a teacher who my health teacher, she was always like, yeah, I'll run, get those dopamines running. But now I'm just thinking that she's just gonna say, run, get those endocannabinoids running.
Now you're gonna be like, I was getting high the whole time. Every time I was running. Yeah, the Cannabis Science episode is great. If you guys have listened to that, definitely do, because like if you're into weed, it's really cool to just learn about the science behind it. And the
Very
cannabis and self-care episode is always necessary. I use weed and self-care like hand in hand. Like they're always go together. Do you use weed in your self-care routine?
Absolutely. Bath bombs were actually my first
Yes.
way, were my first. I cannot speak. Yo, I don't know if I'm high or not.
It's okay. Happens to everyone on the show. That's the point.
That's the point. You want to get me stupid? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But yes, bath bombs were actually the first THC product that I bought. I soaked in that tub and I felt so good. And
Oh
the
my
sleep that I had
gosh.
that night was so good. So after that, then I was like, I really want to learn how I can actually use weed in a valuable way.
That's so cool. I think like CBD bath bombs were the first time I was like, oh my gosh, my body doesn't hurt. Like,
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And now, like, it's such an important part. Like, if I start my day without CBD, my day feels different. If I, don't have THC at night, like, it's harder for me to sleep. And of course, like, portioning things and like not over consuming, but I'm very conscious about how I use my weed and my self-care.
See, I was conscious at first, but in
It
April I got a
happens.
job at a cannabis warehouse, so now I'm in the cannabis industry, my foot's in the
Woo
door.
woo.
But everybody be smoking weed during breaks, during lunches. I have a bong in my car. I'm getting a
Yes.
collector for my car.
Yes. Just be on
So,
break. Be like, hey guys, I'm gonna go take a bong rip real quick.
yes,
That's
absolutely.
great. I love doing that on you're not so apparently like you're not supposed to, but
But
everybody would go take a break and they'd be like, oh, it's smoke break time. And I'd be like, but I thought we weren't supposed to take smoke breaks. They're like, no, that's what you do here. I'm like, oh, okay. And I would every time I had a break, they'd be like, you're gonna go smoke? I'm like, yeah, because that's
absolutely.
what we
My
do.
life has changed.
That is so funny. But I mean, what other job can you have where you like smoke weed? Like on
Literally,
the
oh my gosh.
job. It's such a
Cannot
fun
imagine.
you get paid to do that, smoke weed. Like, I always joke that like every time I start recording the show, I kind of like do a little pregame. So it's so funny to me that I get to create content and get paid to like smoke weed and listen to music.
The dream, isn't it? Oh my
It's the
goodness.
dream. It's such the dream. And speaking of like consumption, it's okay if you're not a conscious consumer, I think. Like I think
Absolutely.
it's good if you can consume consciously. I just know myself, and if I just allow myself to smoke weed all day, every day, that's all I'm gonna do.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But if you are conscious or you want to be conscious, the conscious consumption episode with
That'll help you.
Saskia, the Token Talk, that was amazing. That was probably one of my favorites because she has like a doctorate and a master's, and she does cannabis life coaching. That's literally her role. And I was like, a cannabis life coach, what is
Oh
that? So
my
I
goodness.
had to have her on the show.
Yes.
And if you guys have listened to this, listen to this, especially if you're struggling right now with like quarantine and still not really being able to like find portion control, which is really real for like for at the beginning of
Really is.
quarantine, I was just going through weed. Like the weed was smoking me. And
I
now,
feel that.
yeah, I'm like, I need to figure out how to do this
Do it properly
and
and
not be
save
high
money
all the
while we're at
time.
it because my pockets were
Exactly.
hurting too.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh dang, I'm at who was smoking all my weed? Me. I'm so I'm the one smoking all my weed. But Saskia gave some like really amazing tips. Not just like on portion control. Like she even admits that like sometimes she can't portion herself. Like we all have those days, especially as women. Like on my period, I'm smoking all of the weed. I don't care. I don't care. It's something she said that like really stuck to me. She said, I want people to take it away as a crutch and use it for what it is and learn new ways to approach the bad experiences and the negative thoughts. Something she said that just really stuck with me. So if you guys haven't heard that episode, I really suggest it. That was definitely, I think, one of my like maybe my number one after the mental health one. And then you can find all these women on my Instagram. You can find all the episodes on my Marijuana Ion. If you go in podcasts, you can see every single episode, including this one, and you can just go back and you can see them. And I have their pages tagged. I really like being able to like send more people their way. It's not this show is not for the benefit of me. It's for everybody else and the people who really lifted me up. So I really like being able to share them. So they're all on my Instagram as well. So season one was a doozy. I'm really excited for season two. And now we're kind of just talking about like our year thus far and how it's going. And I think one of the things
Go.
I really wanted to touch base on was how do you feel about this cannabis is essential
Oh,
business?
my goodness. Okay.
And yeah, I think that's like the biggest thing that's really like happened to the cannabis industry this year is being kind of looked down upon by the government for years and years and years and years, and now we're an essential business.
I feel that. I was just lighting my thing up so I could take a hit real quick, but it's all
No, you're
good.
good.
So cannabis is essential now, which is honestly really crazy. I lost my job at a marketing agency at the beginning of March, and I was looking for jobs in the cannabis industry specifically just because I knew that's where I wanted to go. So when I found this position, then I was like, okay, this is perfect. And then I believe, wasn't it April? I believe it was around April or the end of May where they said, like, in the news, like, yeah, cannabis is essential.
Yeah, I think it was April because it
I
was like
got,
right before 420.
oh, yeah, I got to work and everybody was like, huh, so cannabis is essential now? That's crazy because damn near everybody there had lost their jobs and had found that place. So
oh, wow.
We just had that conversation, like, so cannabis is essential, but people are still locked up for it, but cannabis is essential. Like, what? It makes
that's
no sense, but it makes
crazy
sense.
Thing to me. Yeah, that's it. Like, when it happened, like, I was still working at the shop, so hearing that it was essential, like, when everything was happening and no one really knowing, like, what was going to happen next, and then hearing that your job was essential, like, it was crazy, because you were like, I sell weed, and I understand that's an essential for some people, but for, in my experience, for a lot of the people that I served, it was recreational, and even though I was grateful to, like, have a job and be open, I was still, like, sketched out, because I'm like, there are so many people literally in jail who can get COVID because of this thing that I have. And it just felt, it was just such a strange feeling, I think, for everyone in the industry, man.
It was. That's how I could describe it. A strange feeling. I felt almost guilty, but then, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I think, especially if you're, you know, Black in the industry, you felt this, like, weird extra strange, like, you felt extra strange, because not only, like, did you already have a job that used to be the reason why someone went to jail, but now you had, you were in a position, and then there was literally someone who was doing the exact same as you were doing, and they're in jail, and it's just, the whole thing is so strange, you guys. Make it make sense. Like,
it's beyond strange. That's why I've been trying to donate to Last Prisoners Project. I've donated around $50 to them so far.
I love Last Prisoners Project. There's so many places to donate to. I'm glad that at least there are more organizations. And, like, of course, there's way more platforms. There's so many women who are using their platform. Like,
so many, yes.
Who can I think of off the top of my head? Mary Pryor from Canaclusive.
Ooh, yes. I love
Canaclusive. Yeah, like you said, Last Prisoners Project, the Drug Policy Alliance.
See, I need to write some of these down, girl.
Yeah, I'm like just thinking, I'm like, who else? Like, all of those people have been doing work for years, and I think now we all see why. Like, we already knew why, but now everyone else sees why, and hopefully they'll be like, I'm really hoping. I'm a hopeful person. I'm like too much of an optimist.
Girl, I think that's why you and I get along. Me too.
Yeah. I'm like really hoping that after this, like, we'll really see a change in cannabis laws, but I don't know. I don't know.
I'm hoping that Washington, well, I can only speak for Washington because they're the laws I'm most familiar with, but I'm really hoping that Washington kind of lightens up on some things in the cannabis law.
Yeah,
space.
Me too. Like, I hope we can get delivery, because now we see, like, that's super delivery essential.
Would be incredible.
Delivery would be great. Like, I serve so many older consumers who would be scared to come outside, obviously, for, like, COVID. But they needed their weed for whatever their ailment was. I'm like, this is why we need deliveries out here. And of course, like, I would love to see more equity grants. Like, listen, your girl needs a grant for her small business. Okay, Washington, where are the equity? I need more Black people. And I don't really know any, like, Black owners in the cannabis industry in Washington. Like, I've asked, I'm like, are there any Black dispensaries in Washington? No. Are there any Black owned grows in Washington? No. Like, I've asked so many people, and I would really love to see Black owned things in Washington, and not just Black employees. Like, even though it's great that we're getting these employment opportunities,
we need to own things.
Exactly. And we just don't even have the opportunity to, because the Washington cannabis laws, if you guys are familiar, getting a license, not even in Washington, but everywhere, you cannot have a criminal record of any sort in order to get a license. However, about, I don't know the rough estimate, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone, but like 3 out of 5 Black men are arrested. So if you're good at math and understand probability, you see how that don't make sense?
Yeah.
I see what they try to do. I'm like, the probability of a Black person getting a license is way so fewer.
Freaking low.
So much less compared to somebody that doesn't. And that person might have gone arrested for a gram of weed when they were 18.
Oh,
but now they can't, like, do anything in cannabis at all because of that one arrest. It's make it make sense, you guys.
It's so freaking hurtful.
What do you hope to see, like, in the next year in the industry, or what are you hopeful of, or, like, kind of seeing now that's really exciting you?
If we're being honest, just like you said, I want to see more Black owners. I want to see more Black dispensaries. I want to see more Black growers. I would love to see more Black CBD brands sold in stores, you know, get them public. And my mom came to me last year and she was like, I want to start my own dispensary because she loves weed. We smoke together now.
Oh, I love that.
She's everything. She supports my page, all that, but she really wants her own dispensary because she wants to help people. And, she said, if anything, she wants to start making edibles to start helping people. So yes, I'm like, mom, I want to get you your dispensary. Let's do this.
Yes. I think we all kind of like have that wild dream of like, let's get a dispensary and let's like grow our own and do our own. And it's something I would love to see, but the state and the government just make the process so hard. They make it so hard. And then Black dispensaries are targeted. Like, I forgot what Black dispensary got robbed recently.
Oh, but my they were Hyperbole 502?
Yes.
Or 425, or I forget the number, but Hyperbole, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, this.
I cried when I read that. Girl, that broke me down.
Yeah, because it's just like, you know, we have ownership of something and we finally get to something and you still are like just being a hater.
just hate. And then you rob a weed store with a gun like that. I could go off about that, but that does not make freaking sense.
Ugh. I've seen lots of weed robberies, by the way, which is great. Don't ask me why. I just have. But they've never been at gunpoint. Like, no one's ever done a gunpoint robbery because, one, most dispensaries have insurance. And then, two, like, there's just, there's no need to take it to that level. There's no need. Like, take the weed and just go, whatever.
I need a hit, girl.
You're like, oh, I'm stressed. I'm so stressed. I think that the industry is going to, hopefully, fingers crossed, figure it out within the next year. And like I said, we need to talk after this because I would love the idea of like doing events because I don't really see events out here.
I already have two ideas that I'm throwing around, but they've only hit like my boyfriend's ear and my best friend's ear. So
you need to hit the women in cannabis people's ear.
Yes, yes, I got you. I'm just scared. I'm such a nervous, shy person, but I'm so optimistic.
Well, that's why I'm like, I need to have her on here because I think you underestimate how like dope you are, girl. Like, you gotta put yourself out there and everyone's gonna hear your voice and they're gonna come to your page and it's gonna be popping. Watch,
you're so sweet. Like, yeah, I won't lie, when I'm looking at myself in the mirror, I'm like, oh, I'm the baddest bitch, but then I walk outside and I'm like, oh my gosh, don't look at me, don't touch me.
Oh my gosh, that's sweet. I'm like, that feels like Insecure, like Mirror Issa. And
that's my show.
Issa. Yeah, like I have a mirror Ayana and she is a bad bitch, but outside Ayana, she's real chill. She's real demure.
Super chill.
Please do not talk to her because we should be social distancing anyway.
Exactly.
Speaking of social distancing, how have you been doing just in like corona times and quarantine?
Well, so far, so good. I'm not going to lie. I had no problem at the beginning of quarantine because I was just in the house jobless. But then once I started my job, the only thing that I was doing was going to work and home, so there was nothing there, and I would order delivery for my groceries.
That sounds great. That sounds very chill.
Super chill, girl. Oh my goodness. But they gave us masks at work, so I just bring mine home. So I've been hitting the stores. But yesterday I went to the store without a mask on accident and I couldn't get in the damn stores.
Oh, they didn't let you in. Dang. I've been like in my mask everywhere, like outside in the store.
Oh, girl, and I just needed scissors. In the car and I dipped.
You're like, yo, I'll hold my breath, I swear.
Please, yes.
Dang, that sucks. Well, that's good that like your quarantine hasn't been super crazy. My quarantine has been like a roller coaster.
Are you serious? What's been going
it's
on?
Been up and down, up and down. I was out of work and then I was working and I was out of work and I was working. My life changed very quickly and I had no control of any of it. And as a Gemini and the control freak,
Gemini.
I don't like that.
I forget you're a Gemini. You say that on like every episode, but I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an Aries girl.
Oh, this makes sense. This is why we get along, you guys. Because, like, if you know anything about astrology, Aries and Gemini, like, they get along perfectly.
I was drawn to you. I was literally drawn to you.
Girl, I'm literally drawn to Aries. I put this on my Instagram the other day. I was like, why are Geminis always literally drawn to Aries? I don't need to meet any more Aries.
You really don't.
I have so many. But yeah, life just changed super quickly. And it was, I mean, I'm 26 now. So I understand that life changes. That's the only constant in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to move with the tide. But it's still difficult to
It can
deal
be
with that much change that quickly. Yeah,
those emotions, you have to handle those emotions the way that you handle them, and that can be hard and take time.
Yeah, quarantine's definitely taught me that. I think I've learned a lot during quarantine. I've literally been reading a lot of books.
Oh, good.
I've taken some online little courses.
Oh, Ayana!
Yeah.
See, that's the boss. You're such a boss. You just take control of every second.
I've just been trying to take in information. I'm just focus on the things I can control. I can control the amount of work that I do. I can control the things that I put out there. And the things that I can't control, I try not to focus on those things. Because those things will handle themselves.
Exactly.
And we just smile and wave a little bit. In quarantine, have you had an aha moment during all of this?
That's a really good question. I honestly think just showing my face. I showed my face on my blog for the first time.
Yes, and on your Instagram. I was so excited. I was like, yes, and she looks good.
Yes, I was trying to impress you, girl. That was for you.
Go to her Instagram, you guys. She looks good.
Oh, thank you. But I just felt like it was time. I want to actually start moving forward with my blog, trying to write. Since I lost my marketing job, I have marketing skills that I could push towards cannabis. And I also have that canna write course.
I don't know why I didn't think to talk to you earlier.
Oh, don't worry. Just hit me up. You got my number.
Yes.
And I also have that canna write course that I did halfway before quarantine, and then I lost my job, got in a drought, just depressed, did not even want to open my laptop. But now I'm I need to finish that course, get my canna marketing skills up, and just dive head first, because I'm ready.
Yes, I was so happy when you posted yourself on Instagram. I was yes, finally. And it looked gorgeous. I'm like, oh my God, all this hair and this face and this light. Yes.
Girl wig.
That's why it's called Wine, Weed, and Weave.
Yes. And I think I was searching Weave into Spotify when I found your podcast. And I was this is me. This is me.
Everyone always asks me why I called the show that. And I'm like, because it's the three things that most black women and need. Because I looked around my room one day and I was like, oh, I have some wine in here. I have some weed in here. And you guys are going to laugh at me, but I consider the Wine, Weed, and Weave crew my friends.
Oh,
I have a closet.
Okay, with the SpongeBob with the chip, penny, and handkerchief.
Yeah, I have a closet of wigs.
Oh my girl. Okay, I'm coming over to your house. I'm taking that as an invite.
Yeah, I'm really about the weave life. Like, not the sew-in weave, because those pull out your edges real bad. But a nice wig, or I love some faux locks, some box braids. Those are also considered weaves, because they're extensions.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, these are the three things that describe me. These are the three things that I think all black women have had at some point in their lives. Wine, Weed, and Weave. It makes sense to me.
It makes sense to me too, girl, because that attracted me. And I told every single black girl I knew about your podcast. So.
And then I'm curious, where did your name is very similar. We're so similar. You have the Bud That Wine.
You're so right. Oh my gosh.
Where did that come from?
Where did that come from? Because I think
That's
I was
so
thinking.
Clever.
I was just sitting on name ideas because I was like, what do I want to do? Well, what is me? Then I'm like, I want to be friendly. Cannabis is friendly, but what nickname can I go? Then I was like, Bud, that sounds like buddy. And if you notice in the very beginning of all my Instagram, the end of all my posts end with thank you, Buds, or something like Buds, because I wanted to call all of my followers Buds. So then I was like, the Bud That Wines, because it was going to be a cannabis and just pop culture blog. So it wasn't going to be wine. It was going to be W-H-I-N-E.
It works either way, though. That's
so
clever.
I was going to do pop culture stuff. But then I was like, no, let's talk about wine. But then after I started the bud that wines. I was like, I'm kind of done with alcohol a little bit. So, but it gives me the freedom to talk about alcohol.
Yeah, that's, I love that name, because I was like, that's so clever, the bud that wine, weed and wine. Ah, I get it.
Yes! So many people have messaged me that, and I thank every single one of them. It means so much.
So what made you kind of like, or when was your kind of aha moment that you wanted to enter the cannabis industry and like be a part of it? And did that happen recently or happen a while ago and you're just kind of like moving into it?
Yeah, it was probably around the beginning of this year when I finally told myself, I think I actually want to be in the cannabis industry, because I've had my blog for a few months and I'm still not seeing the representation like maybe in the industry that I would like to see. So I tried to apply for places and didn't get anywhere with that. So I was like, that's when I was just like, let me freelance and work for myself while still trying to find some places to work physically. So yeah.
That's so smart. And I really like your approach to it. Like, you've really just been learning and, you know, watching.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just like, anytime someone reaches out to me and is like, what can I do? I'm just like, go talk to other women in the industry and just learn as much as you can from them and go follow their pages. Like, I literally just told someone, like, go to this page, and this page, and go connect with them. Because then once you do that, then you connect with 10 other women.
It's,
and then
seriously, you connect with 20 other
women.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so, it's such a cool thing, because it really, it's like a web. Like, it just keeps going and you find more and more of us.
It seriously does.
It's so
does.
Interesting.
And I was
especially
listening
right now.
Oh, I was going to say, I was listening to the Blunt Blown Mamas podcast, and she had an episode with Plain Jane's founder, and she was so awesome. And the Plain Jane founder was just like, yeah, any women in the industry, reach out to me, you know, because I got in the industry by reaching out. And so I sent her an email and just asked for a sample of a hemp cigarette, because that's what she said. She was like, I send out samples of hemp cigarettes, literally just expecting one tiny cigarette. And in my mind, I was like, I'm going to work the hell out of this cigarette for a photo shoot for my Instagram. She sent me freaking like a pack of cigarettes and a little thing of hemp flower. And I was
so
excited.
Nice.
And I just literally used that. And I still thank them to this very day, because
I love
in my mind, they helped me like get started.
Yeah, I love Plain Jane. They're the flower that I always use when I'm like mixing my little CBD, THC joints and stuff. But that's dope. I love hearing stories about that. Just like hearing people go above and beyond like what you expect. And I think I'm a big person of like reciprocal energy. I think you get the same energy you put out. Mm-hmm. You should give the same energy you receive. And
oh, absolutely.
Not, I can't even think of one time. I'm really trying to think. I'm like going in the depths of my brain. I can't even think of a single time where a woman in this industry has put me down or has made
That's
me
amazing.
Feel like less. There have been some other circumstances where men, unfortunately white and black men have put me down or made me feel uncomfortable, but never the women. Not any, I've never had a bad experience with any woman in this industry.
Well, amen to that.
Yeah, the men,
we know
I don't really know what they're on, and they need to figure that out, because I mean, even though there are women here, it still feels like a boys club.
Yes. Very much so.
Yeah, I'm sure as you see now, like as you're fully in it, you're like, oh
yeah.
Okay, like I see what's happening here. All right,
there's a lot of things we can talk afterwards about those things, but girl,
that should be a separate episode.
It how seriously
men
is
and women are in the industry, because I think they're two different ways. And people have, someone has asked me like, oh, can men be on this show? And I'm like, it's not designed for you guys. It's called Wine, Weed, and Weave. And I specifically say at the beginning of each episode, women. Not that I hate men, but
this isn't your platform.
Yeah, they have a platform, and they've had a platform forever in this industry.
Oh, hit them with that.
Just now, women are starting to be like, actually, we need to be in this space. I feel like just in the last 2 years alone, like, women have started creating their own tables.
Yes.
and being like, okay, well, that's cool, but we want to build something too, and like not waiting for people to do it for us and just doing it ourselves.
Yeah, and inviting other people to sit at those tables to learn and grow and start their own tables once they get the chance. That's the thing. We need to start a ripple effect of just strong women in cannabis and business owners and not being afraid to reach out. Like, if you have any questions, like anyone listening, reach out to me. My DMs are always open.
Same. Like, I'm always just like, ask me. People will ask me questions on Cushion Q and be like, who am I talking to? Or they'll be like, you know, can I talk to someone? And I'm the one on Cushion Q. So yes. I'm the one messaging them back. And they're like, oh my God, this is the, and I'm like, I'm the only person on here. And I'm always going to respond to almost everyone because, like I said, I'm reciprocal. So if I get all this supportive energy, of course I'm going to give it back.
Exactly.
Of course. And that, I mean, with that said, thank you to all the guests that were part of season one. Like,
they were incredible.
There were just so many dope women. So many people have said that. They're like, girl, I learned about this and this, and I found this girl's page and this girl's page. All the women on here were dope. And I'm really excited to, like, I wish I could share because I already have like two guests, but I think I'm going to wait. But I'm really, I'm really excited for you guys to kind of hear what's happening for season two. Actually, yes. Might be in the works of like getting a really cool sponsor. So
go ahead, girl. Go ahead, girl.
So hopefully season two is going to be like, it's really been a learning process. I'm sure you guys have heard there's some audio issues sometimes. Aww. So as I go along, the like quality will get better. That's why I appreciate everyone that listens, because this is another way that I make money. It's another way I'm able to sustain. Boom. So everyone who does listen, you guys are contributing to my life and my ability to create stuff. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate it. Not with just this, but like with everything, like the Marijuana Ayana page.
And you create a lot.
A girl, I'm doing too many things. I love things. It.
No, I'm like, with you. I'm with you.
Doing too many things. Too many. Like, even today, I was like, how am I going to get up and record this podcast? But I did it. I did it. We had to push back the time, you guys, honestly, because I was just like, oh my God, I can't do it.
And I didn't wake up until noon.
It's fine. It's Sunday. Like, it's been a week. And thank you, of course, for like listening, and you've been super supportive of everything. Like, you've been listening and sharing episodes. You've bought in. Let me tell you guys how real this girl is. I've never physically met her. We've just crossed paths, and she's bought Cushion Q products. Like, doesn't ask me for a discount, because friends do that. Like, I'll have friends be like, can I get a discount? And I'm like, you don't go to Target and ask for a discount.
You feel me?
So why would you do that here? But
and you already
products, yeah. Like, you've been so supportive, and I super appreciate you doing that, and of course being here. Like, this was a dope conversation.
Anytime. This is just the beginning of all the amazing things we're gonna do, Ayana, and I'm putting that on a period.
I mean, because now that I know you're Aries, I'm like, yep.
This was meant to be.
I'm like, I knew that I liked her for a reason.
Yes.
So we're going to get into, I'm sure you know, the super hard speed round stoner
bullshit. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Let me take a hit once. It's so funny because when I'm listening, I play along with you the answer.
Do you have a different answer each time? Like, have you been prepared? You've been preparing for this moment?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel second. Like, would you mind asking me these questions as well? I don't think I've answered these.
Yes. I will absolutely ask you.
I'll take a hit as well. I always forget to smoke, like, during, because I'm talking.
I've been trying to remember to smoke during this episode because I feel a little bit calmer now. That CBD is going through my body.
Yes, I love CBD. I think I'm going to do a whole CBD episode.
Yes. One thing you should do, it might be a lot, but get like maybe 5 guests, do a Zoom call, and just do it like reunion style.
That would be so fun. If we're still in quarantine, I'm down, because we're gonna all go stir crazy.
Oh yeah,
I'm so sick of Zoom calls though.
Oh my God, I feel you.
Okay, are you ready for these super difficult stoner questions?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm ready.
Sativa or indica?
Indica.
Blunts, bongs, joints, or edibles?
Bongs.
You can only have one.
Bongs.
Like, for the rest of your life. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay. Dabs or pens?
Dabs.
Hemp or tobacco blunts?
Hemp.
Three favorite strains.
I didn't think. Okay, and I don't just want to go off of what I have on hand. What do I actually, like, think?
Now, then? These would be also three strains you can have for the rest of your life. So these are, like, the only three strains you can have for the rest of your life.
Okay, let's hit them with the Josh D. That's okay. The indica. And then let's do, I really like Gorilla Glue number 4. That one's just a classic. And then let's do, I need a good sativa, Lemon Thai Kush.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes.
Okay, and then last question. I recently added this one.
Ooh.
Your go-to stoner munchy snack.
To be honest, grapes.
Really?
Yes.
That's very random.
Yes, that's it. Grapes.
That's so funny. So you guys, I think I'm going to answer these questions too, because yes. I've never even thought about answering these.
Choose
sativa or indica, I think I choose indica. Sativas give me anxiety. I can't
really.
I already am anxious, so like sativa, it makes it worse. I can do like a sativa hybrid,
okay,
but not like a super sour diesel. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Do that. I had that once and I felt like I was drunk.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, and let's see. Blunts, bongs, joints, or edibles? I think I'm with you, girl. I think I do bongs.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of my life, a bong. Dabs or pens? Pens. I don't like dabs.
Really?
I had a bad dab experience. I'll tell you later.
I really want to hear that one.
Maybe I just took it wrong. I don't know. hemp or tobacco blunts? Always hemp. And by the way, you guys can find some hemp blunts on Cushion Cute.
Ooh, okay, girl. I haven't visited in a second.
Yep, shop Cushion Cute. Tons of hemp blunts there. and my three strains that I would have. This is the hardest question, I think.
It really is.
Ooh, wedding cake.
Ooh.
Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm, another classic.
Ooh, and I need the sativa hybrid because I need to, like, have something to balance it.
That's me.
Maybe, that's hard. Tangy? Yeah, I'm going to go with Tangy.
Ooh, I feel like I've had that one, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. But you were a bartender.
Very citrusy. It's very orange. Like, it tastes like an orange. That's why I like it.
Oh.
And then my go-to munchy snack? I'm low-key ratchet, so I'm going to have to say hot Cheetos and Arizona iced tea.
Why was I about to say hot chips?
Hot Cheetos and Arizona iced tea, I know, are not good for you in any capacity, and they give you the worst heartburn, but if you're just super high, like, they just always hit.
They always hit.
Well, thank you so much, girl, for being on. And this is your time to shine. Like, let us know what you're working on, or if you want to share anything or promote anything.
Okay, shameless promotion time.
Yeah, this is your time to shine.
Go to my blog, The Bud That Wines, thebudthatwines.com. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, like my Facebook page. Everything is The Bud That Wines. I'm launching a candle company, so
your
smoke sesh. That's going to be wickspensary.com. Make me your candle dealer.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
my home smells amazing. I've been making the ones that I'm going to launch first. So,
oh my gosh, let me know when I can order. Please.
Yes, girl, I got you. And that's everything that I have so far. Oh, and personal stuff, Black Me Up podcast. That's my pop culture personal podcast. So
yes,
with my best friend.
Check out her podcast. She also has a great podcast. Support Black creators, Black cannabis content creators, and non-cannabis, especially right now. Like,
oh, please.
The support has always been real, but I think we now know even more that supporting Black businesses is more valuable than ever. So keep that same energy for the businesses.
Keep it forever.
And creators, please, and thank you. And
thank you.
I don't know if I have any announcements. Like I said, I'm not gonna be back until August, so we're taking a break, but I already have some episodes planned, so I'm really excited for you guys to hear that. If anyone has anybody that they think should be on the show, please let me know. I love getting suggestions. If you see a company that you think should be a Black Cannon Brand shout out, let me know. The Black Cannon Brand shout out is free, by the way.
I just thought of an idea, but maybe I'll tell it to you afterwards. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, the Black Cannon Brand shout out. So even if you're a Black business owner and you're growing a cannabis company, like, you can DM me or email me directly. It's totally free. The sponsorships aren't free, of course, but the sponsorships are multiple episodes. So you get, you know, more of a reach. So you guys DM me anytime if you have any questions or anybody, like I said, you think should be on the show or be a great guest or have a topic you want to hear even. I love hearing people's suggestions. And season one's been lit. It's been super lit. I'm so lit. Everything is beautiful.
Great. That tea is hitting me.
Well, thank you guys for listening so much to the first episode or the first season, my bad, of Wine, Weed, and Weave. And thank you so much, Day, for being on. I'm going to text you after this.
Yes, please.
We're going to talk.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. Stay high.
Bye.